Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host who is truly happy to be bringing you information that you can use, whether it is for you directly or for someone you know. We definitely like the idea of helping to build us, even when it comes to on the individual level, helping to build us as individuals, certainly when it comes to our physical health. A lot of times our physical health can definitely impact our mental health and our emotional health, eventually our spiritual health, and that can go in all those directions. What's happening emotionally can begin to have an impact on us physically. So we definitely want to build us up health-wise on the individual level. And to that end, today I'm going to discuss at least a couple of things. I want us to take a look at ways of coping with fibromyalgia. You may be surprised at how many people of various races are affected by the very uncomfortable, often very painful fibromyalgia. We're also going to take a look at ways that you can possibly avoid, if not at least minimize, the impact of anxiety or depression. It's going to have to do with what you put in your mouth. That's right. We're going to talk about foods and beverages that you may want to avoid in order to reduce the risk of experiencing anxiety or depression. So, first of all, what is fibromyalgia? It's a common and very complex chronic, which of course means ongoing, chronic pain disorder that causes widespread pain and tenderness to touch that may occur throughout the body, or it might migrate over the body. Along with other symptoms, pain and tenderness kind of wax and wane over time. Fibromyalgia actually affects people physically, mentally, and socially. As you can imagine, they're being affected by this pain and touch. They're not going to really want, a lot of people aren't going to be wanting to spend a lot of time around a lot of other people, especially when, as you keep in mind, this is a situation that is chronic. It's ongoing. It affects approximately 10 million people with a ratio of roughly 8 to 10 when it comes to women over men who are affected by it. But it occurs in people of all ages, including children. The literal translation of the word fibromyalgia is pain in the muscles, ligaments, and tendons. Symptoms can vary in intensity, but they can include fatigue, sleep disturbances, which can include sleep apnea and or waking up unrefreshed, cognitive difficulties, particularly when it comes to memory problems or thinking clearly, and stiffness are the most prevalent symptoms that people who suffer from fibromyalgia or FM report. Additional common symptoms may include depression or anxiety, migraines, tension headaches, pelvic pain, irritable or overactive bladder, irritable bowel syndrome, TMJD, including tinnitus, and gastrointestinal reflux disease. Stress often worsens the related problems and symptoms. And that's what leads us to what I want to discuss when it comes to ways that we can cope with fibromyalgia. And be aware, I'm going to be sharing this with you courtesy of WebMD, and talk with your doctor. See if after you've heard some of these ways, these coping techniques, if some of this might work for you. I mentioned to you that stress can worsen the symptoms. So let's start there. Ways of coping with fibromyalgia. Tip numero uno, de-stress. Since stress can actually trigger fibromyalgia symptoms, it's important to de-stress. Minimizing stress can improve your quality of life. Some proven stress busters are yoga, exercise, sleep, and meditation. Now, I know the question might arise, well, if I'm having trouble with sleep disorder, how can sleep help? Well, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Stay with us. Because remember, very often, exercise can help us with sleep, even if you have fibromyalgia. Breathing deeply and exhaling slowly can also help. Or keep in mind activities that you enjoy or activities that make you feel better. When stress becomes part of the equation, do one or two of these activities that you enjoy or that help you feel better. How about this one? Keep a list of things to say. That's right. If fibro fog is hurting your focus or your memory, keep a pen and paper handy. Make to-do lists and even to-say lists to help you remember topics that you want to talk to your spouse or family about. Keep shopping lists. Keep lists of friends' names and important phone numbers and addresses in a notebook that you can carry with you so that if the fibromyalgia decides that it wants to kick in particularly strong and, as we mentioned before, cause problems with memory, well, don't feel like you have to commit everything, even the mundane, to memory. Write it down. A lot of people are finding that they have to write things down for one reason or another, and it may not have a thing to do with fibromyalgia or any other disorder, just what's going on in life. So just know that you are in plenty of company. If you find yourself needing to write things down, write it down. Because remember, we're also trying to reduce stress. And sometimes it can become kind of stressful to know that there's something we're supposed to be doing, something that we need to be doing, but we don't remember what it is. The stress of not remembering, the stress of wondering how much damage will be done if whatever it is we're supposed to be doing doesn't get done. So, nope, let's reduce that stress by writing it down. Back to something that I mentioned previously. Exercising regularly. Regular, low-intensity exercise, such as walking or warm water exercise, is one of the best treatments for fibromyalgia. It helps decrease pain and stiffness, it helps reduce stress, and it may increase your sense of control over fibromyalgia. How many of you have ever experienced symptoms of fibromyalgia, or any other symptom for that matter, that you could not reduce, you could not minimize, you couldn't get away from it, and it led you to the conclusion that whatever the disorder was, it was in control of your body, of your feelings, of your sense of well-being? Well, exercise can get you to the point where you can feel like you're in control of the fibromyalgia and not the other way around. Also, as I mentioned before, the exercise may help you sleep better. Generally speaking, exercise does help people sleep better. You can possibly fall asleep faster. The quality of your sleep while you are asleep can be better. And you can wake up feeling more refreshed once it's time to rise and shine. So talk to your doctor or a physical therapist about a program, an exercise program that is good for you. I'm excited about the warm water exercise. I like the idea of exercise, period. But just thinking about what people have said and written about the tremendous benefit from exercising in warm water. But anyway, again, talk with your doctor or physical therapist about an exercise program that will really be good for you. You definitely want something that you're excited about, that you will stick with. And very often, you will stick with it when you're excited about it. All right, what else can you do to help relieve the symptoms of fibromyalgia? How about soaking in a warm bath or a hot tub? That can relax tense muscles, it can reduce pain, and it can help you move more easily. If it's difficult for you to get in and out of the tub, try a sauna or put a stool in the shower so that you can sit and just let the water do its work. Moist heat may actually increase endorphins, which block pain signals and, as a result, help you sleep more soundly. So that's something that you may want to consider doing just before bedtime. a nice warm bath or hot tub, whichever works better for you. And you may want to experiment with these and see what works better for you. Warm bath, hot tub, in the shower. And again, if you need to buy a waterproof stool, very, very comfortable, that you can sit in, something that's going to offer you good back support, maybe even well padded, again, still waterproof, so that you can be comfortable as you sit in your shower and just let the water do its thing. How about when you get ready to drink your tea or your coffee, go with decaf? Caffeine can actually compound stress both physically and psychologically. It stimulates the heart system and the heart and the central nervous system, and it can increase nervousness, anxiety, and insomnia. And remember, you're trying to rest well, sleep better. So you definitely don't want something that can possibly increase the chances of your experiencing insomnia. So decaffeinate in order to de-stress. For better sleep at night, avoid caffeine from late afternoon on. Once late afternoon is here, no more caffeine. Leave it alone. Watch out for caffeine that's in chocolate, coffee, soft drinks, and teas. What else can you do to take control of the fibromyalgia so it does not control you? How about taking some me time every day? Fibromyalgia can actually pose some unique health challenges, and it can make life complicated. So make time for yourself every day as a part of your treatment. Lose yourself in a hobby. Put on some music. Just rest, whatever makes you feel good. It may bring more balance to your life. It might help you fight stress. It may boost your energy for other things that you need to do. And that's what you want to do. You want to get to the point where you're also de-stressing by doing the things that you know need to be done. How often have we felt stressed because there was something that we knew needed to be done? We remembered exactly what it was that needed to be done, but we could not do it. And we just began to stress and sometimes stress out because we couldn't take care of business. Take some me time, because the beautiful thing about me time, relaxing, resting, it rejuvenates us and helps us re-energize to do the other things that need to be done. So don't consider it a luxury that can be dismissed when we talk about me time and doing things that you just enjoy doing. Whether it's painting, whether it's just listening to music, whether it's playing music, whether it's doing crossword puzzles, something that you enjoy doing and it tends to relax you in the process. Do it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a good thing to do. How about this? Making your work life better as much as you can. Does your work leave you exhausted and maybe in pain too? Design a flexible plan that works for you and your boss. Ask about working from home part-time or setting your hours for earlier in the day or later in the day so that you can be more productive. At the office, rearrange your workspace for comfort and easy accessibility. A telephone headset, a keyboard tray, or other products may help put less stress on your body. And so you definitely want to talk with your boss about ergonomic furniture, etc., especially ergonomic chairs that are very, very conducive to comfort while you're sitting. And certainly, if you already work from home and you have a home office, you want that to be as comfortable for you as possible. How about this? You know that very often we can make life better if we're communicating effectively in whatever environment for whatever cause, whether we're talking about what's happening at worship centers, at work, at home, on the softball field, working things out with our team. Communication is important, very important. And as it turns out, as we know, fibromyalgia does put stress on you, but not only on you, but those who are around you. And it's not that you're necessarily trying to put stress on them. When we have a loved one who is going through something, it can be stressful for us too. And so since that stress can affect everyone, the fibromyalgia can cause stress to be experienced not only by the person who has it, but by that person's loved ones as well. Remember, communication is critical. Don't try to always put on a happy face. Your loved ones need to know what makes symptoms worse. So plan talks with family for the best time of day, your best time of day, and ask them to just work with you, and to the extent possible, if work doesn't pull them away, they can be there, talk with you at the time of day that works best for your body. Try focusing on one issue and look for solutions. And don't be afraid to ask for help, whether that comes from friends, from other people who have fibromyalgia, or a counselor. And remember, you've heard me say this a number of times before, and I'm asking you to please believe me. There is nothing wrong with getting help from a professional when help from a professional is needed. You think about the person who has experienced something that has affected their body, a broken bone, a pulled ligament, a pulled tendon, a concussion, whatever it is. That person will be needing help from a professional who is trained to help them with that injury. What if a person is not experiencing anything with the body, but there's something going on in life that has them stressed out? And they've tried to work it out on their own. That hasn't worked. They've tried to work it out with a close family friend or a close family member or a close friend. That hasn't worked. And the problem is actually getting worse. It may be time to get with someone who is a professional who is trained to help work through these issues. What if the issue is one wherein the body and the emotions, body and mind, are affected? If you need a counselor, you need a counselor. That is not a bad thing. So if a person who has just a problem with the body may need professional help, or a person who just has something emotional may need professional help, how about the person who has something physical and something mental and or emotional going on? If we need help, we need help. Let's get with it. Let's get that help. Fibromyalgia is sometimes called an invisible illness, because you can look fine but feel really bad. And people may forget that you need to prioritize and pace yourself. So when weighing activities or favors or invitations, consider if they'll keep you from the rest, exercise, or relaxation that you need, that you truly need in order to feel well. It's okay to say, no, I won't be able to do that. When people don't have fibromyalgia, there are times when we need to say, no, I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm going to have to pass. Nothing wrong with that. And so if you have problems like fibromyalgia as part of the mix as well, just let people know. You know, I have so much going on right now with my body, with the way I'm feeling. I just need to take a pass. I'm going to need to be resting at that time. So, and, you know, especially when it comes to close friends and family members, let them know what's going on. A lot of people will be able to say, hey, you know what? Even though I don't know the ins and outs of fibromyalgia or whatever it is you're going through, I do understand the need to rest and to feel good. We'll let you pass on that, and we'll definitely be looking forward to getting with you another time. Hey, this is Charlie Brown Thanksgiving by the Vince Guaraldi Quintet. I'll be right back.